Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Jesus conquered sin, he destroyed death, and he rose to give us new life with God that lasts forever. And if God can be that for us, as the book of Romans declares, then what or who on earth could be against us? And so we come today with great confidence and joy to just say thank you, God, for what you've done for us with the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. So we're glad you're here for worship, and we hope and we pray that you'll be touched by the Holy Spirit as we encounter God's presence together. If you look in the bulletin, there's several things that are going on. We're going to be busy for the next few weeks. One announcement's not there is the men's prayer breakfast will be Wednesday morning. So men of the church, remember that, 6:45 men's prayer breakfast. But also Tuesday, we have an exciting treat. Our East Texas Children's Choir is going to have a concert at 6:30. I don't know if you were here last year to hear them sing, but it really is a joyous occasion. So if you want to come 6:30 on Tuesday night here in the sanctuary, you'll get to hear our children's community choir. Yeah.
They are doing Disney Spectacular, and we have added a lot of choreography this year. They have worked so hard. It's 18 great kids with wonderful voices, and you will enjoy it Tuesday night. Sunday, we are having our annual concert in classical style. This is the choir that is the students at SFA that will be singing some of their music they've learned at SFA in a concert setting at 2:30 after we finish all the stuff on the grounds and the chicken and take a little quick nap. At 2:30, we will have a concert here for them to say thank you to the church for what you've done for them. And we hope that you will also support that. Thank you.
And we'll send you an email to remind you, but a lot of fun music next week. Also, next Sunday, come hungry, come casual. We have our annual church picnic. The food's provided, so all you got to do is show up. So come not only with a hunger for the Lord, but hungry in your stomach is going to be okay as well. And then on May 11th, the Boy Scouts will have their annual barbecue and rummage sale planned to support them in that. You can see also, if you want to help with that, just talk to Janet Taylor. She's helping with the picnic. Y'all might remember Bob and Myrna Luttrell. Did I say Luttrell right? Luttrell. They were members of the church for a long time. Bob has passed, and they're making a funeral arrangements in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Keep them in your prayers. I know they'd appreciate it. Because we have peace with God, we can begin to establish peace with one another. So if you will, stand, turn to those around you, welcome them with the peace and fellowship of Jesus Christ.
If Star can get over, then the rest of it.
Your seats. We have all these pretty lilies. If you want to grab one after worship, we'd love you to take one home, especially if you got a friend or neighbor that needs a visit or a prayer, you can take one to them. But the lilies are up for grabs after worship. Feel free to take one home with you. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
you will, please join me in the call to worship. Praise the Lord.
God has defeated death.
Praise the Lord.
We are witnesses of God's forgiveness.
Praise the Lord.
We will sing the Easter song.
Alleluia. And let us pray. Almighty and amazing God, our prayer this morning is that you would startle us once again with the great news that Christ is risen. Awaken us to the reality that your work in the world is indeed alive and well, even this very day. And allow your Holy Spirit to open our eyes and our hearts to hear the long-standing witness of your people and follow where you lead. Surprise us with joy as we are met by your victorious love. We ask this all in the great name of Christ, who is with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's sing our first hymn of praise. If you'll grab your pew hymnal, it's hymn 119. Let's stand and sing "The Strife Is Over," hymn 119.
Be seated. In Jeremiah 29, we are told, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart. Even if we have sin, if we call on the Lord, we will be met by God's loving grace. With this in mind, let us with full confidence go to God, confess our sin, as we realize our need for his tender mercy. Let us pray the prayer of confession printed in your bulletin. Almighty God, you have raised Jesus from death to life and crowned him Lord of all. We confess there are times we have not bowed before him or acknowledged his rule in our lives. Forgive us those times when we have gone along with the ways of the world and failed to give him glory. Forgive us and raise us from sin, that we may live and serve as your faithful people, obeying the commands of our Lord Jesus Christ, who rules the world and is head of the church, his body. Amen.
Children of God, hear the good news. Christ came to destroy the dividing wall of hostility between us and our Creator God. So be at peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus came to bring you new life. Believe in him. Receive the blessing of hope and peace that his everlasting forgiveness brings. And know that thanks be to his work, his life, his death, and his ministry, you are indeed forgiven. And let's celebrate the fact that we do have this new life freely granted in Jesus Christ as we stand and thank the Lord by singing together the Gloria Patri. The Bible says, do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. So being thankful for all God has provided, give as you've made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. With that in mind, let us bring now our offerings.
Heavenly Father, it is with great thanks that we present these offerings to you. We pray that they be used for your glory alone. In your Son's name, amen.
Amen. Would our young people like to join me? Oh, my faithful Hallie's here. Good. Come on down, Hallie. I can use you this morning. You'll be helping me out. Oh, why don't you just come up here? Because we'll do something right here at the base of our cross. We're going to do an experiment, okay? I have these metal paper clips. Now, if I put them in the water, what do you think is going to happen? You don't know? You think we could make it float? Yeah. All right, we'll try it and see. Just drop it in the water. Let's see what happens. Yeah, just drop it in that pitcher. Oh, sank quick, didn't it? Huh. Here, see if you can get it to float this time. Try it again. Sank like a rock. Looks like me when I try to swim. You think I can get one to float? No? Because every time we put one in, being metal, it floats, right? I mean, it sinks. How many of y'all think I can get one to float? Choir doesn't have much faith in me. All right, let's see what I can do here.
Cheat.
I'm not cheating. I'm just putting a piece of paper towel on there. Wait for it. Paper towel sinking. It's sinking. And look, my paper clip is still floating. Pretty cool, huh? Wow. It's not cheating. That's not cheating. I just got accused of cheating. Well, would you have believed that I could get a paper clip to float if you hadn't seen it? Would y'all?
No.
Doubting choir? Golly. Well, let me tell you, the adults are going to hear, and you're going to hear, about this guy named Doubting Thomas. You see, at Easter, one of the things Jesus did is when the disciples were in this room, see, they were afraid. They were afraid that what they did to Jesus, people might come and do to them. So they locked the doors, and they were in there huddled together, and they didn't know what they were going to do next. And Jesus appeared to them, risen from the dead. Holy cow, that was so incredible. But one of the disciples wasn't in the room with them, and it was Thomas. So they ran out of the room, and they went to Thomas. They go, Thomas, you may not believe this, but we got to tell you, we saw the Lord. And it's kind of like Thomas is thinking, you know what? I don't believe you could get a paper clip to float, you know? I just don't believe that you saw the Lord. If you want me to believe you, I'm going to have to see the scars in his hands where they nailed him to a cross. I'm going to have to see the scar in his side where they stuck him with a spear to make sure he was dead. I'm going to have to see that if you want me to believe he's alive. And you know what happened? Let me read real quick from this Bible what happened. This is John's Gospel. It's in chapter 20. 8 days later, the disciples were in the house, and this time Thomas was with the disciples. The doors were shut, but Jesus came in, and he said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand and place it here in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing." And Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Thomas realized Jesus was alive. And that means he must be God. And it was incredible for him to have that experience. Well, today I'm going to ask you and all the people out there, we don't get to see Jesus face to face. But hopefully we'll see him if we look with believing eyes. and trust what the disciples were trying to tell Thomas. We've seen the Lord. Why don't we open our hearts to him now? Let's pray and ask Jesus that we could recognize him in our lives. God, even if it seems incredible that you destroyed sin and death, and that you rose victorious from the grave to give us that victory of everlasting life, help us all to believe. I pray not only for Hallie, but for all of us, that as incredible as it may seem, you're not only alive and well today, but you are here for us in the presence of your Holy Spirit. So let us just open our hearts to your Spirit so that you might come in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And y'all give our faithful Hallie a round of applause for coming up here. Thanks, Hallie. Appreciate it. We'll sing our next hymn. It's going to be Christ is Alive. Hymn 108. Let's stand and sing that together. Hymn 108.
Gospel lesson is a resurrection account. It will include Jesus appearing to doubting Thomas. As we hear of this encounter and realize that the disciples went to find Thomas and share with him the incredible news, it is a picture of what it looks like when the church is obedient to Christ's command to go and share the good news. May we be willing to share our accounts of Jesus at work in our lives. For the world today has more doubting Thomases than ever before. I will read John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, which is found on page 115 in the Pew Bible, if you wish to follow along. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.